This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. At least one person was killed in a standoff between a gunman and police inside a grocery store in Los Angeles, California. At this hour, all the hostages have been freed and the suspect arrested. Police believe the man was involved in a shooting involving his grandmother and his sister, and then led officers on a chase until he crashed into the front of a Trader Joe's store. The man had barricaded himself inside the store with several patrons, that is. He later surrendered to police. A survivor of Thursday night's capsizing of a boat at a resort in Branson, Missouri, said the captain of the vessel told passengers they would not need life jackets. Tia Coleman, who lost 9 members of her family in the accident, said Saturday that she lost contact with all her family members when a wave hit the so-called duck boat.
When that water came over the boat, I didn't know what happened. I had my son right next to me. But when the water filled up the boat, I could no longer see. I couldn't feel anybody. I couldn't see. I just remember, I got to get out. I got to get out.
Coleman lost her husband and 3 children, as well as several other members of her family. She says the so-called duck boat's captain showed passengers where the life jackets were on board, but told them they would not need them. 17 people died when the boat capsized and sank in heavy weather Thursday night. It was the deadliest accident of its kind in nearly 20 years. Federal investigators said Saturday that a video recorder had been retrieved from on board the Stretch Duck 07 that investigators hope may provide clues as to what went on inside the amphibious vessel. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund warned world economic leaders Saturday that a recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said that she would present the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors in Buenos Aires with a report that details the impacts of restrictions already announced on global trade.
It certainly indicates the impact that it would have on GDP, which in the worst case scenario, under current measures and not taking into account most recent announcements, is in the range of 0.5% of GDP on a global basis.
Lagarde's warning came shortly after U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told reporters in the Argentine capital there was no macroeconomic effect yet on the world's largest economy. Long simmering trade tensions have burst into the open in recent months with the United States and China, the world's number 2 economy, slapping tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods so far. China's President Xi Jinping started a 4-nation visit to Africa Saturday by stopping off in Senegal. Xi is expected to sign bilateral deals with Senegal, which has a rapidly growing economy. The Chinese president will also visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and to gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. More than 3 years of war has pushed Yemen to the brink of famine, with more than 8 million extremely hungry people totally dependent on international aid. Lisa Schlein reports that a possible closure of the port of Hodeidah could prove to be tragic.
But World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA heavy fighting around this strategic city is putting the delivery of crucial aid at risk.
We are concerned that the upsurge in the fighting in Hodeidah could lead to 1.1 million people being either displaced or trapped within Hodeidah.
The United Nations reports an estimated 50,000 Yemenis have been newly displaced since fighting broke out in Hodeidah on June 12th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza and southern Israel. In a statement Saturday, Guterres called on Hamas and other Palestinian militants to cease launching rockets and incendiary kites. He also asked Israel to exercise restraint to avoid aggravating the situation. The statement came after 4 Palestinians and 1 Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza on Friday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.